afraid of? You know I'm afraid of? Robots. Yeah. I saw one get interviewed on 60 Minutes, the top journalistic program in the United States. And he's just sitting there getting interviewed, not nervous at all, just rattling off all the fucking answers, you know? Not smoking, not fucking, you know, leaking oil, whatever you would do as a nervous robot, right? And the reporter's asking him questions, and in the end he goes, so tell us. He's like, what are your goals? And I am alone in a hotel room. And I literally lean towards the TV. I'm like, these fucking things have goals? And the fucking robot just answers. He just goes, what are your goals? And the robot goes, to become smarter than human beings. Yeah. And the reporter just blows by it. He's like, okay, and what's your favorite color? Meanwhile, I'm standing on my bed yelling at the TV like, dude, unplug that fucking thing. Take the batteries out. Pull the wires out. Do something. How many sci-fi movies do you have to see before you realize where this is going? So anyways, every smart person, every super smart person in the world is saying these fucking things are going to kill us. Even your boy here, the guy who he recently died. What was his name? He was always sitting down. Stephen Hawking, yeah. Too good to fucking stand up and make his point, just sitting down all fucking smarmy. Oh, I care so much. I poured ice on myself. And I showed off my abs at the same time for the gram. No, I'm just fucking with you. I'm so glad that guy's fucking dead, though. You know? Look at you guys, your heart. How much longer do you want him to suffer? You don't believe in an afterlife? Maybe he's up there now, his fucking legs work, he's getting an angelic blowjob. How much longer do you want him to fucking sit there so you could feel better about yourself? Well, at least I'm not all fucking twisted up saying smart shit, right? I couldn't fucking stand that guy. He was so fucking negative, he never had anything positive to say. Hey, Steve, what do you got for us today? In 2035, there'll be no more apples. Thank you, Steve. Thanks a lot. Wasn't thinking about that. Now I am. Hey, so what's the solution? It's too late. We needed to try 40 years ago. Thanks a lot, buddy. I'm going to go cry with my child now. Dude, I could hang out with that guy for about 3 minutes before I took the break off his chair and just swung him into the other room. Hey, Steve, come back in when you got something dumb and positive to say.
Stream Bill Burr, Paper Tiger, only on Netflix.